Agencies and the DMV, where hope goes to die. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I've never been scared of the dark.
Well, if I had a big horse pistol like that, I wouldn't be scared of no booger man.
I'm not scared of no booger man.
Hi there, welcome. Welcome back, last hour on a Tuesday. Kate Daly Show. We're live. You can call up 888-673-1450. So happy to take your call in this hour. I can't wait till you chime in on what's going on. We'd love your two cents. One of the last shows you can actually call up and chime in on, which is really fun, isn't it? I welcome Uncle Milty, and last hour, talking about the economy, talking about all of the ridiculous things that are being said. In fact, the two biggest trending things right now, or the last two things we talked about in the last hour, number one, New York gives illegals, they're still calling them undocumented immigrants with a little paperwork issue. That's what they're calling them, immigrants with a paperwork issue. they're giving them driver's licenses because they want them to feel like New Yorkers that have a paperwork issue. That's what they're calling. So that's huge. And the other one is AOC, the left's darling, the waitress that became that answered the casting part for Congresswoman, came out with her people on the border held in concentration camps. And Trump's fascist. That was her message. Trump's fascist, and that means that people are in concentration camps. Okay. So you have that, and those are the two biggest trending items right now, which is kind of interesting. The political theater at large. And I even hate to get caught up in the political theater. I'll tell you, because I know there are bigger fish to fry on what's going on underneath. I know that there are things that we really need to be paying attention to. But you have to point out what's right in front of you, too, because it's so idiotic that you would be remiss not to acknowledge it, at least. And so those two items are when I think of the left, the left progressives, and I think of the statements that are being made. I know it's mind-numbing. I know you have to feel it, too. And you were saying this on the break, and I really want you to make this point, because it really does sum up the last hour of the show quite eloquently. It really does, because we talked about the abuse and how people are abusing the daycare system and monies through federal housing and or public housing. That socialism...
Socialism breeds fraud. Because when you live in a socialist mm-hmm. society... Everything's fixed.
Right.
The welfare money's fixed. Right. The rent subsidies are fixed. The only way you can get ahead in a socialist country mm-hmm. is to commit crime.
Yeah.
To have non-reportable mm-hmm. income somehow. Crime, fraud, whatever right. it works out to be. Because that's the only way you mm-hmm. still qualify for all the socialist goodies.
Right. Yeah. You're right, though.
There's
so
no other
right.
way to advance
it's
in a socialist system.
That's a great observation. When Gillibrand, another gem from the left, said, what did she say? That we're exploiting everyone to get where you're going to go.
If you're successful, you had to exploit someone to get there.
It couldn't have been because of hard work. Nope. It couldn't have been because you see an opportunity, you go after it, you make the sacrifices. It's that you're just so busy exploiting, you don't know what else to do. And so... actually, the truth is, and really, what a great observation in wrapping that all up together, just because who's doing the exploiting?
Yeah.
The ones that want socialism because they know they can skim off the top. They know how to abuse the system, and they will do it. Government will do it. That's what governments do. That's how they rise to the top when all of us are left with this bottom rung. Oh, so fairly.
Yeah. They don't think anything's wrong with right. committing the crimes necessary.
Exactly. Because,
everybody does it.
It's a dog-eat-dog world. Yeah. Survival of the fittest. Darwin, you'd be so proud. Jeez.
The politicians...
Just even the daycare fraud is insane.
The politicians don't get rich because they're smart. They right. get rich because everything they do is based on insider information.
Right.
That's how they get rich.
Right. And it's not to say that there aren't people out there exploiting the system
under
capitalism. Of course you're going to have that. But I would rather have the benefits of capitalism, knowing there's always a little dark side there, to where all of us are under this system of socialism and the government gets to reap all the benefits
right.
because they know how to abuse it. That's what's so alarming is that people are falling for Sanders and AOC and all these people. AOC, Alexandria, the waitress, was talking about principles. You know those principles and values of America. Oh, you mean the ones that aren't socialism? You mean that? You mean the system on which we were created? Oh, that. Because she doesn't even know what those are. How does she talk about them like that? She represents everything that's not American. Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started.
Well, she's a perfect example of the system.
Yeah.
She went from being a waitress to making $174,000 a year overnight.
But she wants a living increase.
Yeah, and she needs a cost of living increase already.
Yeah, she got red lipstick and a new wardrobe, and now she's our authoritarian on principles and values. Oh, good heavens, we're in trouble. I weep for our country. There was kind of an interesting take on a Trump win in 2020, wasn't there? You were talking about this when we walked in. This person was saying, don't believe the polls. It'll all change by October.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Victor Davis Hanson basically said, you just need to ignore the polls because skewing the polls is all they have. They have nothing else to talk about other than hate the president and skew the polls. So they keep insisting the polls are showing them ahead. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. And it's not because they are ahead.
Right.
I mean, you can't really believe that people are thinking in those kind of numbers already of voting for any of these Biden or Bernie.
Yeah. Well,
so
okay.
Yeah, you just have to ignore that. Mm-hmm. By the time the election gets here, things are going to change dramatically.
Mm-hmm. So here's my two cents. I've been getting some messages wanting to know my take on the election. How do I feel about the election of president of the United States and what will happen in 2020? These are really my honest thoughts on the subject, and I don't want to deflate any tires here, but this is my honest interpretation. He will win in 2020. Now, the relief that I feel for him winning, is only based on a few things, okay? I've never, ever thought that a non-constitutionalist, because if he really, I don't see a huge constitutionalist in Trump, is going to save our country. Our deep state is too big. It is by far too big. There are a couple of things that he could do and he could save. He could keep us from going into more war. He could stay that for a while, if you will. He could reserve the some of the principles of Christianity by safeguarding freedom of religion in general. And that means to non-Christians as well. There are definite things that he, I think, has shown his colors on that he can do and that he will strive to do. I think when we start saying, will he save the country, I think that kind of boils down to what does that mean to you? Are we going to get a lot of freedom restored? I don't think so. Can he stave off some of the wolves in some areas? Yeah, I do. So I'd much rather see him than what would be the alternative of a Biden or a good grief a Sanders or good grief a Warren or a Gildebrandt or whoever else they want to muster up into the swamp and the seriously empty think tank of America, then yeah, I would rather see Trump in there than them because they don't actually have any regard for any of the things I just mentioned. They don't want to strive to do anything for those things. Do I see a complete and total saving? No, I don't, actually. I do not see a saving of this country because it is too deep and it's too entrenched and it's too dirty. So what are we going to do about that? The only thing that can solve that is we the people in mass voting in or even getting a different Congress, a different Senate, or basically being the best we can be. If we can't do that, it's going to be about the people being the best that we can be individually and getting together in groups and, you know, to educate and to do all of those things. So when people say, do I want Trump in there to save our country? That's kind of a statement that I actually don't agree with, because half of that, it's not on par with what I actually think is going on. I would like to see us not go into an altercation with another country. The left wants that very badly. Remember the party of no war? Yeah, they're all for it. And they want it very, very badly. I'd like to see us concentrate on America. I think he's done a good job in regards to the economy. Not that a president should be responsible of an economy, for an economy, but he can help kind of get some of those regulations out the door that are inhibiting us. And so that would be my answer to that. That's my honest answer, is that there are a couple of things I think he does really well. And the reason that if there's a choice, he'd be the best choice amongst the choices, because at least he regards Christianity and some of the things I hold dear. And I like that. That's a really powerful, positive thing that we haven't seen in a lot of our presidents.
We have to remember that the president is the executive, mm-hmm. and he controls the executive branch, which right. controls the bureaucracies.
Yeah.
He fires and hires the head of these bureaucracies. Mm-hmm. Anything that needs Congress's approval, he can't really do much about.
Right.
But when it comes to the bureaucracies, now Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee from Utah, has a mm-hmm. bill, mm-hmm. and they're trying to give him back
care.
The power mm-hmm. to make it easier to get rid of these bureaucrats
even
that are so entrenched.
Right. Yeah, even though the taking away of that power, it should just be a rescinding of that.
Of course.
Because the Constitution already very clearly states it.
He's the executive.
Yeah. So, well, we'll talk more about that, I think, with Chris Ann, too, on mm-hmm. board. I have some information on it, but I think it's even a better conversation with Chris Ann on Thursday, our constitutional expert and attorney. But I think that to be honest about that, I don't expect any president to save this country. If
no.
you did, then I don't think you would even understand the Constitution
no,
at all.
No, then you want a king.
Then you want a king. And we don't want a king. So I don't put my faith in government doing much, saving or restoring. Or I see a lot of growth in government. And I don't see it good for us. And I don't see a restoral in any liberty whatsoever. I still see liberties taken away right now. And so if you want to look at Congress and the Senate, which I'm going to levy a lot of the responsibility on them for the things I'm seeing that are disappearing in liberty form, you know, that's why that's such a weird statement. Will Trump save the country? He can't. I don't want him to, and he can't. So
right.
There you go. There's the answer to that. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Where 888-673-1450. Man, that movie was a long time ago.
It was
Brother,
good.
Where Out There?
It was
where
a good
thou?
Movie.
Yeah. Just reminds me of George Clooney, and I'm so not a George Clooney fan. Ugh. He's such a weirdo. Anyway, it was good. That song just cracks me up. Welcome back to the show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. And if you see a short podcast where it says S-H-O-R-T, short, that means it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You can share those and listen to them really easy. And I hope you do. I hope you share them on social media. That would be great. And if I'm not in your local area or town on the radio, on the live dial, call them. Call them and request the show, and we'll get the show to you live on the dial. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. The Kate Daly Show on Facebook. The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. And I'm happy to also take your messages too, straight to the show. You can email me directly, Kate@katedalyradio.com. I'm the one on that account, and so you'll get a hold of me, Kate@katedalyradio.com. Okay, so we were just talking about about Trump, my feelings about Trump, and winning the presidency. And it's not as if Trump wins and I feel so at peace knowing the country will be saved. That's not it. And I also don't want to see somebody as dimwitted as Biden or as insane as Bernie to bring our communist revolution right here to home take the country either. But a lot of what we talk about on the air is actually levied at Congress. And so the wall isn't Trump's victory or Trump's failure. The wall is Congress's failure on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that come up on the show are. And so that's why it's sort of, it's not irrelevant, but at the same time, we're putting way too much emphasis on the presidency and not the rest of the sphere of government that actually are the ones that are robbing liberty left and right. So, and of course, the deep state, those unelected individuals that are running things as well. So that's why I don't really have a whole lot of anything on the president, like confidence on, you know, because that's not where I would put all my thought and I don't know. That's just not where I would put all my faith and everything else. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that.
To say the least.
Yeah. So the Take Care Act that Mike Lee is introducing is basically giving him the power to fire those officials that are sort of unfireable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that the president should have at least the, at which he is, the Constitution gives him the ability to say who stays or goes.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it should be? Of course, it started changing in the, I think the 30s and 20s and 30s, and they should have never had that change. And so that's really who was responsible for that: Congress.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court. So in,
most
in
every
giving
problem,
that power away, yeah,
most every problem can be traced back mm-hmm. to something Congress has done.
Right, right. We're living in a time, to be brutally honest, we're living in a time where even a constitutionalist at this time as president really wouldn't save our country.
No.
Either. We don't have one. We haven't had one for 100 years. I mean, but that wouldn't actually even save our country because the swamp is too big. Congress is a nightmare. Congress is more or less bought and sold. I think the Senate is, too, to play the establishment game, the dirty tricks in Washington. So it's not as if it doesn't really matter. I mean, we always think, you know, somebody at the top or the helm. But if you don't, that's only for a king, too. And we would never want to live under that. So. But I remember thinking, even when Trump was going to be president, and I said this on the show, that I don't expect a non-constitutionalist to do a huge amount of restoral of liberty. Not that he even could anyway, because it's Congress's job. Truly, it's Congress's job. He can do some, but not at all.
You know, when you live under mm-hmm. tyranny,
uh-huh.
socialism, communism, that
right.
type of tyranny, actually, the dream of a benevolent king sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
A benevolent king.
Yeah. But
that never works out.
Sure.
The benevolent king disappears,
yeah, right,
and the evil
him.
King takes over.
Right behind him is a vial of poison that's given to the good king.
But that's yeah. what inevitably happens,
right.
You know. The benevolent king. That's what America's looking for right now.
Yeah.
They want a benevolent king to fix everything.
Yeah, and clean out the house that they created.
Yeah. Right.
We just built a really rotten house, and we would like somebody to come in and take care of that, would you? That's really what the American people are asking for, and that's why we have to keep, I think, contained sort of in that box of what the role of the president even is and how much faith we're putting on that, because I think people overlook everything else and go straight to the presidency. When do people mostly show up in an election year?
In the
presidency
election.
Year. Yeah, because everyone's talking about who should be president, but it's everyone else that's truly running the country, yet we don't show up for local government. We don't show up for state government. That's really what's going to affect you the most. You don't show up for the years where we don't have a president elected. Why are we putting all of our faith in the presidency? Give me a break.
I think the most important election is the gubernatorial elections.
Mm.
Your governor has more power
yes.
to affect your life
yep.
than anybody else in
and
government.
And your state's rights
yes.
against what the feds will do And so I have a horrible governor. I mean, really and truly, he acts and walks like a conservative. He's not a conservative at all. He's actually pretty liberal, but hasn't outed himself. And, you know, I know a lot of states that have this exact same problem. Yeah. So they're taking the federal dollars. They love that money coming in. And then the state is screwed because of it. Because anytime we try to separate ourselves away from what the feds are trying to implement, you can't. So a good government is a good governor is worth his salt or her salt, whatever the case may be. And we don't concentrate on that enough, but we concentrate on the president of the United States. I mean,
you know, it's interesting. You say that your state had a bad governor.
Uh-huh.
There's 56 other states that have it. According to Obama, there's 56 other states.
Do you remember that? One of the funniest clips. Oh, wait, I'm new to America. How many states do you have? I'm from Kenya. I don't even know it. What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. So there's that. What was the other thing? On the border, I mentioned the border. You know, that's Congress's fault.
Yep.
That isn't Trump's victory, and it's not Trump's failure. It really isn't. That's Congress or your state not doing what they need to do and up their game in creating their portion of the wall. So the feds have a facility where trans illegals are treated better than citizens. This is by Selwyn Duke. Would you like unlimited free health care, including dental? How about legal aid, self-beautification counseling, taxpayer-funded recreation that includes Zumba? Maybe they haven't done the removal of whiteness yoga class yet. But anyway, I'm sorry you're out of luck unless you happen to be an illegal alien man claiming to be a woman. If you are, you get to be part of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ICE agency's facility that they brag about. And the place is called Cibola County Correctional Center in Milan, New Mexico, west of Albuquerque. Has more than 400 detainees, 27 of whom are individuals of the made-up sexual status. Made-up sexual status? Wow.
Yeah, it's
called MUS. transgender exists no more than does trans species. And they're housed in a dedicated unit that opened up 2 years ago. I don't think a lot of people know about this. Do you?
No. What American in government elected official would agree to pay for special treatment for transgender illegal aliens?
Right. Why don't I know? When you send somebody back, I guess their country can deal with that, right? But why are we dealing?
Yeah.
Why are we dealing with it? Because they have this issue, this particular issue. Now we're fostering all kinds of programs. I don't get at all. This is as bad as the driver's license thing in New York for paperless immigrants. Yeah.
They actually offer a class to the ICE agents on how to help illegals, transgender illegals, look more feminine.
What?
Yeah. The center offers a class for that. There's a video distributed by ICE that shows a facilitator leading one of those classes saying, this is a self-grooming class.
Self-grooming class?
And the self-presentation class. We're going to learn about hair and makeup. This is to men pretending to be women.
Oh, is this the concentration camp Alexandria
is
talking about?
Yeah, it's in the concentration camp.
That makes more sense.
That's one of the concentration camps.
She says they're all
camps.
Living in concentration camps. And, like, why don't we know this? Like, how come we're so clueless to not know, like, because of the early 20th century, the concentration camps are on the border. Well, they're certainly getting a lot of classes at the concentration camp, and we're paying for it. We're paying for all of it. So there you go. That's the nonsense. This is the nonsense that needs to be outed. I think this is more or less kind of in the shadows, that we're not... I don't know if people just think, well, there's another thing, you know. I don't know. I don't know whether we've gotten to the point where we're just numb, but this exists. And we are putting so much money into housing people that come here. Why do we not have stricter amnesty laws?
There's so many questions like that, Kate.
I know.
30 million. You know, we hear all the time from Bernie Sanders, of course.
Oh, geez.
30 million Americans don't have health insurance. We need to fix that.
30 million Americans need to fix their own health insurance. The government doesn't fix this. Oh, my gosh.
But at the same time, the government's giving health insurance to 30 million illegals.
I know. It doesn't make sense. It really, I mean, I know. I know. It
doesn't make sense.
But
maybe that's why it's so incomprehensible.
I know. Isn't it funny that government always wants to fix everything? How have they done so far in the last 100 years? What have they fixed? All I know is I have more registration and paperwork. I have more paperwork to get a gun than an illegal has existing in this country or getting a driver's license. I have to go through more paperwork hassle to do that. Our rights are our what's supposed to be government protected rights are our government. Our government taken rights. They are taking these things, and we're not doing a lot about it. We're getting hit so much, I think we're numb. And on this, I'm sorry, if you're a male and you think you're a woman, go home and figure it out. I don't want to have to pay for beautification
of a must.
Programs for you, or have ICE have to deal with trying to give you fashion tips. That's what we're talking about here. They're giving fashion tips. This, I don't even know what to say.
I like the name they gave them.
What's that?
Must. It sounds so innocuous.
Well, made up. They're calling it made up.
Made up sexual status.
Yes, made up sexual status. That's
must.
Funny. It's funny. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Otis for you. Welcome back to the show. Can't believe we're at the end of a show. It goes really quick. You'd be so shocked. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. I've got Uncle Milty here. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. We're live. You can call up and be part of the conversation. It's one of the last radio shows you can actually, on the dial, you can call up and honestly let everybody know how you're feeling about the issues that we bring up on the show. 888-673-1450. And happy to do that. I'll talk about Iran tomorrow. I was going to talk about Iran today, but I needed a little bit more time and want to concentrate on what Japan is saying about it and why we're ramping that up. Although I just did read something about Trump wanting to possibly de-escalate. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. And honestly, anytime I see an attack on a ship, and it just conveniently is the country that we'd like to go to war with, you have to ask yourself, I'm sorry, is this a false flag? Because I'm not quite sure how else to say it. Anyway, I'll go into more depth on that tomorrow and take your calls on that tomorrow in the last hour after Susan and I chat in the last hour. You can call up in this segment. We'll take your calls on what we've been talking about, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. There was a really big, disturbing piece. There was one piece in the New American that was all about our sex ed in schools now, completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So out of control that parents, even in California, very liberal parents, were actually walking out of the classroom back in May. Over sex ed and what it has become. And now they're saying, look, they're linking this to pedophilia is not difficult anymore. The consent techniques that the comprehensive sex education is giving to children is so alarming that if I were you and I had small kids, I would be starting to homeschool just about now. If you haven't figured out how to do that, there are lots of things online that you can use and tools and that help you. You don't have to take all that on yourself. Dr. Pesta has a wonderful school, Freedom Project Academy. Look it up. It's accredited, and they're able to get online with other students and real teachers that teach true curriculum, real history. We have a huge problem, and people are not sounding the alarm bell on sex ed like they should.
Well, in California, you know, the sex ed curriculum is so bad. 1 in 4 students age 12 through 17 now identifies as gender nonconforming.
What does that mean?
Means if they're a boy, they're not sure they're a boy. If they're a girl, they're not sure they're a girl. They don't know whether they're homosexual.
Wow, the media has done a really good job in saying you don't have an identity and you got it's fluid and you got to go find one.
And because of this, that's how come it becomes easy to lead them into perversions.
Right.
Pedophilia. We're going to help you find out if you're a boy or a girl.
Jeez. So we're seeing a trend on social media, all kinds of media, actually, about teaching children to consent in order to protect themselves from sexual abuse. So in 2014, the Yes Means Yes positive consent law was passed in California and reads as follows. The affirmative consent standard and the determination of whether consent was given by both parties in sexual activity, you know, asking, having this conversation, I guess.
Yeah, sure. That's always the way it was with me.
Yeah. Can I get a yes on that? Can you write that down? Okay. So it requires schools who provide health education courses to teach positive consent. So in 2015, AB 329 was passed requiring the teaching of comprehensive sex education and HIV prevention to 7th through 12th graders. But it is permissible to teach at younger grades, too, and they are. So since January of 2016, California school districts are required to choose a CSE curriculum. The state has approved 6 of them, which include teaching consent and informing students 12 and over of their sexual and reproductive rights, as well as their confidentiality rights, as given by 2 other laws that they passed. So within the CA health framework for public and charter schools, and the reason I'm telling you this is because coming to your state in a very short period of time is this. Usually starts out on the coast and goes inward. They've been modified, and the Department of Education took the liberty of extending CSE consent and the use of gender-neutral pronouns from kindergarten and pre-kindergarten to the 12th grade. We're talking about major changes that have happened. That even in 1983, 2 members of the Pedophilia Information Exchange, could you imagine being part of that glorious group, the PIE, a group advocating for the rights of adults to have sex with children. Yes, the right to have a crime, to commit a crime against a child. Wouldn't that be a great group to hang out with? Bottom feeders, all of them, were interviewed and both argued children's rights to sexual freedom. So basically what this comprehensive sex ed does is teach your kid that they have a right to their own sexual freedom, which can include anything, even confusing when an adult they like, you know, the neighbor, the uncle, the brother, whatever, the stepfather, whoever it is, father, want to do something that you actually are empowered, little 9-year-old. You're empowered with your sexual freedom.
Yep. Yep.
So that's what we're getting at. And so it's really actually kind of giving them this consent to engage because now they've been empowered.
And they won't be able to find out who they are unless they do engage.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to know.
Right. And so the reason I'm telling you this isn't just California. And we have a huge problem. Nothing has been done about our Department of Education, and it's a nightmare. And it is really disturbing that nothing's been done. Trump's pick, when he picked her, I don't know that he even realized that she would be consenting to a lot of this. Surely by now he's figured it out. So why she hasn't been removed, I don't know. But she was going to come in and save the day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's enforced a lot of this junk and really criminal activity. Because when you're when you're teaching these very vulnerable kids these things, we're in trouble if this is what they're learning in school. And there's a lot of things they're learning in school that are pretty horrific, but this on top of it, I just don't know why people aren't ripping their kids out and homeschooling now. I don't get it. This is just, if I had little kids, I'd do it so differently. And I really wish I would have known that I could have done that and it would have been good.
Yeah.
It really would have been good for my kids. I wish I would have clued in and known that at the time, but I didn't. And I was like everyone else. I just thought my kids had to go to public school. And no, absolutely not. I've learned so much in the last decade. I would have done things different. So just so you know where we're at with this and where the pedophilia communities, can you imagine being part of a community that's for pedophiles?
No.
Does that just make your toes curl? I don't know. I'm so baffled by that. We've got to protect these little kids from this, garbage. So on the heels of that, there is a good piece in the New American that talks about this, that you can get a little bit more information on because of the new sex ed regime. And it is actually worse than you could ever imagine. So I give credit to Alex Newman, who wrote this piece, who's been on the show. And it really does dial down some horrific facts about what they're learning. So what you think they're learning, they're not always going to come home with the flyer.
Right.
Look, mommy, this is what they're teaching me today. The boards of education are approving this health education framework. And so it's taught kindergarten through 12th. So just so you all know, well aware. 888-673-1450. Yeah. Teaching sex, masturbation, fisting, blood play,
masochism.
I got all kinds of stuff that you would just, I don't think you ever truly consented to or think that you know that that's being taught.
Well, how do they even get this stuff in there? I mean, it's such a
piece by piece,
a tiny number of people that participate in those perversions,
in the warped,
and yet they teach it as if, oh, everybody does this.
this is just so normal. I know. That's what's so disturbing. You're right. That's what's disturbing about it. But when you have the groups that come in that advocate for this, the minority, tiny, tiny little groups that are the, you know, like this PI organization, how many people do they actually have in a let's go commit a crime against a child, can't wait to do that today group? You're not going to have that many people that are that warped, right? I mean, the creepy of the creepies, bottom feeders of America. But when you take those groups in and they're the ones teaching the courses to these little kids, when you have people that represent these groups, you're going to think that everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sick to my stomach. I need some happy news. I do. I need some happy news.
I'll try to find some.
This is just, it's getting bad out there. And we've got to make sure our homes are a little heavens on earth. I'm serious. Our home is the only place you actually have control. You're still listened to, but you have control, at least there. And we could have gone into a lot that today, just for kicks and giggles, though, because I know this is going to sound bad, but this is what they're saying. Climate change's newest alarm bell. Flesh-eating bacteria. I can't make this up.
Yep.
The five people that were in the hospital for flesh-eating bacteria, they have made the link, the scientists that have been paid off, they've actually made the link that this is due to climate change. I believe them. I totally believe them.
Flesh-eating bacteria and climate
yes.
change. Where
yes.
did the five people get that?
I don't know. Climate change. Everything is climate change. So, yeah, they are really pushing this, really pushing it out in the headlines. If you have been a victim of flesh-eating bacteria, not sure that you have because the odds of having this are so extremely low, but if you do, well, you now have somebody to blame, and that would be, again, climate change. I don't know that they're not scraping the bottom of the barrel here. I can't wait to see what they come up with next on what's causing climate change, but they certainly are inventive. I'll give them that. They've come up with all kinds of new fantastical ways in which we are affected by the so-called human-caused climate change. You gotta love it. I got nothing.
It's amazing.
I got nothing on that one. Jeez Louise. On privacy, I think hopefully we'll be able to hit this tomorrow, the medical IDs. This is from Ron Paul, and it's in a great piece on lourockwell.com, Enemy of Privacy, Liberty, and Health. I know that you're probably well aware that your information's being passed around like crazy, and that all agencies, this is why when you go to pay, let's say, health insurance, and it gives you all the stats from your last visit, your blood pressure, your everything. Everything is digital now, and everything is going to be passed around. And you've pretty much consented to third parties taking the info, too. But how this is going to be the... It's one of the biggest catalysts, because everybody will have something in their health at some point. You enter into the system. I don't know that you're going to have much of a choice, but you ought to know what's being passed around, quite frankly. And Ron Paul did a really good piece on that. He's been on the show, what, five times? What a great guest he is. I really like when he dials down into the issues, and what he has to say about what's going on in Iran, too, needs to be listened to, because we are again entering into this another false flag. And I know there's people out there who go, yeah, but it's Iran. Yeah, it's Iran. We said that every last time that something like this was going on with another country. And so I hope by now we're learning that big lesson. I'm not sure that we are as a whole. I know all of you are pretty adept in understanding this, but I think that as a whole, we have a really hard time separating the present from what we already know and have seen in the past. So I don't know why. Why is that, Uncle Milty?
I'm not sure.
Uncle Milty's words of wisdom. We need some words of wisdom.
I got some words of wisdom.
Do you?
Yeah. You know who used really? To say it all the time?
What's that? What's that?
Dallas used to say.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we had a guest that was quite liberal. Yeah, it's true.
But he used to say, think globally, act locally, or something like that.
Oh, some liberal nonsense, though. I mean, think globally.
But act locally.
But act locally. I think you don't even think globally. I think you think.
Just think. Try just thinking first. And then, but act locally. Yeah. I think we really need to get more involved locally.
Yeah.
And solve these problems from the ground up instead of from the ceiling down.
Yeah. Don't be so, I think, not to be so worried about the presidency, but as much about who you have in Congress and who's at your state helm, who's your governor, who's your local entities that are passing regulations that are just insane against you. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to be worried about, too. Really appreciate today's show. And, of course, Uncle Milty, thank you. Mm-hmm. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. I have a lot on the hopper with Melissa and Susan coming on. And everybody have a great one. Go to the podcast, katedallyradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.